If you're like me, you took to beauty at a young age. I always liked using makeup and trying out different things to see what I liked the best. Through makeup and beauty products, I was really able to change how I felt on the inside. It made me feel more confident and bold. I could wear makeup that fit my personality style, and I soon became obsessed, consuming any content that I could online from other influencers who did makeup routines and sold their own products. Then one day, I got to thinking, why can't I sell my own products like these influencers do? I loved all things beauty, so it seemed like a natural fit to me. I wanted to make money doing something that I was passionate about, and this was it. At this point in my life, I was working a dead-end job in retail that I loathed showing up to every day. I might not have liked my job, but it did teach me that the concept of making money can be simple. Like with retail, for instance, you're not doing anything special. You're buying products in bulk, marking them up, and then reselling them. There's nothing special to it, but the seller and the buyer benefit. The seller makes a profit, but the buyer is able to buy a smaller quantity of the item to suit their needs. The average customer isn't going to need to buy something in bulk like a retail store does, so it makes sense that it costs more per item, but you can buy items individually. So I wanted to do the same thing with beauty products. I wanted to buy them in bulk and then resell them at a higher price. I wasn't interested in creating any of my own products, at least not initially. I just wanted to sell quality beauty items that my customers would love. So naturally, I rushed out and bought all of these different items that I was going to sell. I was excited and thinking that selling them would be the least of my worries. So I followed what I saw other influencers do on social media. I posted various content and did call to actions to encourage my viewers to buy. The thing that I quickly began to realize is that selling when you have a small audience is hard. If you're an influencer with hundreds of thousands or millions of followers, you can sell anything with ease. These people trust your opinion and look up to you, so a lot of people will buy without much resistance. However, when you only have a couple hundred followers, things are much different. Your profile doesn't have social proof on it, and people are naturally more skeptical because they don't know who you are or if they can trust you. If someone stumbles across your profile and they see that you have 100,000 followers with good engagement, they're going to trust you because they see that plenty of other people trust you. When you don't have a big following, you don't get that same benefit. So I soon realized that my content wasn't generating enough traffic to be able to sell my products consistently. Sure, I would have a little trickle of sales here and there from my friends and family, but it wasn't anything special. Shoot, I hadn't even made up for all of the inventory that I had bought. So at this point, I was operating at a loss. I needed some way to keep more eyeballs on my product, and if I was able to do that, I figured I would start to get more sales. So I started running advertisements on social media. After burning through a few $100 with barely any sales to show for it, I once again learned a hard lesson. Just because people are viewing your content, your ad, your products, or whatever the case may be, it doesn't follow that they will buy. You have to be good at a lot of different things to be able to get someone who doesn't know you to buy from you. You have to know how to target the right people. Then you have to be good at copywriting to compel people to click on your ad. From there, you have to be able to guide people through your funnel to continue to walk them through the buying process. And it can be a lot of skills that you have to acquire. By this point, trying to run my own business was starting to seem like a bad idea. However, you never know how one small mundane event can change things.